RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
It's a McCarum Injury Lawyers Reaction Monday on Sports Radio 610. Live from the McCarum Injury Lawyers Studios, here's In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
CJ out of the shotgun set. Woody in the backfield. Motion by Kirk to the right. Stroud puts the leg down. Here's the snap. CJ looking. CJ throwing deep downfield and has Higgins at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5. Rock and roll. Jaden Higgins to the end zone. 75 yards. Welcome to L.A.
Yep. Welcome to L.A. indeed.
How about it?
Yep. And the fellas got a win, leaving L.A. 20-16. That's how it got started, with a big 75-yard bomb.
What a way to set the tone, baby.
Buddy, you talk about setting the tone. I was like, oh, okay, this is what time we on? You know how you have those moments in life where you're like, oh, I had not understood what the circumstance was. Yeah. I'm now with you.
When you do one of these, kind of rev back a little bit. Like,
yeah, okay.
Okay.
I was unfamiliar with your game.
Yeah, eyebrows raised a little bit. Perk up.
That was one
Let's
of them.
Let's go.
That was one of them. Within this game, though, I was looking at the pressure stats. It was solid. I think it was probably about one of a middle range kind of pressure game. At least when you talk about time to throw, time to pressure stats, I haven't been able to get. But like generally, pretty decent quarterback pressure and time to throw game for CJ Stroud in this offense, which in a way I think you can use to credit the offensive line. I think that they, especially considering your current, at least when with the iteration of your starting offensive line that you've settled into, your tackles were not there. Those are some of your most important things. And in a way, who you've settled in as your starting left guard is not there because he's out playing right tackle.
Correct.
That's the way that it goes. And you're able to hold up pretty damn well with a average for you this season. Pressure rate, time to throw, you're able to get the ball out deep, hold on, and get yourself some deep shots as well in this game. I think that was solid. But handling pressure was not like static. It wasn't just average all the way across. You had some moments where it was really good, and you had some moments where it was
exactly
so-so, which feels like that has been the name of the game for the Texans this year.
And it did feel like the moments where it was so-so or not very good were some key moments. They were on third downs. You think about when things started to go left or when they stopped being as hot as they were, or C.J. Stroud's first incompletion. You know, when you think about that, it's actually starts on that third drive after they're already up 14-0. And they, you know, they move the ball a little bit, but then on that third down, they face a little pressure and have to throw it away. And that's when it kind of starts. And so even even with what you say, like there being some good moments, and CJ Stroud for the most part did have enough time to throw. I want to be clear about it. Like he did have enough time to throw. But in the moments that he didn't, or at least it felt like, the thing that was holding them back from continuing from the way that they started was an inability to consistently handle pressure against, to be fair, a team that doesn't send a lot of pressure. Like the Chargers are not a heavy pressure team, so it's not like you got a ton of pressure, like scouted pressure looks from them. And so they're doing it a little bit more than they normally do it. But at the same time, you got to be ready for that because of who you are. You've shown an inability to handle it. So that means that a team that doesn't necessarily do it as much might do it a little bit more until you prove that you can consistently do so. And they weren't, I don't think, able to do that.
Question,
even though they had some answers for it.
Yeah. Question that comes in on the text line. Why is it so hard to get a feel-good win? Or rather, why is it so hard to feel good about a win? Offense came out ready to play, then completely disappeared. Who was that on? I think some of that was the opening script was good. They saw a place where they could punch the Chargers or zig where the Chargers expected them to zag. They took and then they fell back into the recipe, as we have called it, like that what they typically are. I think also there's something to be said within the pressure because of your offensive line. What it typically is, usually, I think the high watermark for this offensive line is average in the league, and you were dealing with missing two of the guys that you typically want to go to. So I think that that also brought you to a different place, with credit to Blake Fisher stepping in, handling it admirably. Obviously, Titus Howard is the talent capable of playing right tackle, but he hasn't been playing that recently. Jared Patterson steps in at left guard, handles his job decently well. But there were times, as we mentioned, where the pressure comes in and they blow up drives. I mean, I think drive number 12, it is in the fourth quarter, late in the game. You have a couple of pressures that either were unblocked or you had free rushers. And Kurt Warner made an interesting point on the broadcast. And he said he made note of the idea that it felt like there was no pressure plan.
Yeah.
And how does that hit you? Because it feels like that has been the case, or something that's been noted a little bit, where's CJ Stroud's hot, or were they able to, you know, get to the line and set the protection well enough so that you don't end up in a place where you have free rushes, or you end up in a place where you know where to go with the football?
Yeah, it's either no pressure plan, as Kurt Warner describes it, or a poor pressure plan. Because, and to the point that he was making was, okay, you got a free rusher, they're bringing pressure, but everything you have, like you're saying, is deep. It's long developing. It's not enough quick stuff to mitigate said pressure. And so, like, what kind of plan is that? What are you doing? Are you setting your offense up to fail? And so I think that is a fair criticism. It was more so, and this is where my Nick Caley criticism comes in. And when people talk about it, if there was anything that I did have a problem with, it was less of the overall play calling, and it was more so specifically that of, hey, when there's pressure, why is it, you know, these long developing routes that you're going to that are at that point low percentage throws and low percentage plays for CJ Stroud in the offense?
Now,
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Hi, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Within that, because it sounds like I'm just being negative, I can do that sometimes. Apologies. I actually had something that felt like a positive. You could tell me if I actually am positive here. 713-572-4610. Within this, because I thought CJ gave us and found a little bit of an answer or a pseudo answer to that pressure and that criticism that you bring up.
Yeah.
Of oftentimes with Nick Caley and this offense, it feels like he is either leaving CJ on an island to figure out his pressure plan or just not supplying one. At times with, you know, routes that are deep, that are late breaking routes and maybe not as much check down opportunities at times. I thought we saw something, and tell me if you noticed this as well. CJ just kind of hanging the ball up there a little bit more, standing in, allowing that pressure to get, you know, pretty deep into the pocket, but then saying, I'll hold off as long as I can and I'll throw this ball up. I'll throw it towards the sideline. I'll put it a little bit further out to mitigate some of the risk, but I'll throw a little bit of a jump ball. This is maybe a pass that I should drive, but I'll throw it up, let it hang, and hopefully this wide receiver, once that route develops a little bit further, can get to it. I kind of like that as an option. I don't know how viable it'll be continually because that you hang up the football and all sorts of things can happen, but it felt like he did it in a way where he did indeed mitigate the risk on a deep corner. Put it up. The guy's not in his break yet. He's not there yet, but if I hang it up there, maybe he has some time to get underneath it, and if he doesn't, it's a little far to maybe it lands out of bounds, but this is a way to not have to just throw the football away or not have to now just try and run around in the backfield to give that guy time to get to where he can and then not, still not be able to set my feet and get the ball out. I can set my feet, recognize that I'm going to a landmark, throw it up and maybe see if I can give him time to get there.
It's a good observation because it is something that CJ Stroud is doing to allow his guys a chance to make a play. Another thing that is doing is allowing the opposing defense to make a mistake. We've seen times now, I feel like C.J. Stroud, we've seen instances where C.J. Stroud and Davis Mills have done this now, where they'll throw it up there and then give an opportunity for a defensive back to either interfere or some kind of illegal contact, and it's kind of a bailout play. We've seen that a little bit. But I like even more so you pointing out C.J. Stroud because, like, I'm doing the Nick Caley criticism thing, but we should not forget that C.J. Stroud has been given more autonomy and the ability to make checks and to make changes at the line of scrimmage and to actually be the person that is in charge for how to handle these, to recognize these pressures and then, like, pre-snap and then how to handle them post-snap from there. So I think it is incumbent on C.J. Stroud to find answers one way or another, whether it's the antidote that you're using here, the example that you're using, or if it's checking into something quick, something hot. One way or another, it may be more so on C.J. Stroud to find those answers. And so if we're going to criticize the lack of pressure planning or the poor pressure planning, it shouldn't just be on the play caller. It should be kind of a shared responsibility on both the play caller and the quarterback.
Without question, there's definitely some instances where I go, and of course, this is where I recognize my limitations because I'm like, I don't know football to the point of knowing all the different opportunities and answers that you could have in that moment. But I'm like, I feel like the quarterback maybe should have some answers in this instance.
But this is a good observation by you, though, because it's C.J. Stroud, I think, specifically playing to his strengths, right? The ball placement specialist. I know we've overplayed that term since he's been drafted.
Sure.
But he views himself that way. His accuracy is supposed to be kind of the hallmark of his, or the calling card of his, you know, skill set, you know, the height of his skill set. So he's leaning into that and allowing his receivers to make a play in that instance. I cannot be mad at that.
I love you bringing up the idea, though, that some – that also, just throwing that ball up there, could be an opportunity of maybe he gets to it, maybe he doesn't. And there's a secret third option of maybe they throw a flag.
Yeah, and we've seen it a time or two.
And we've seen it a lot this year, not just the throw the flag, but also on a ostensibly not catchable football, right? We've seen that, and it's frustrated me personally to no end the instances where it's like, that's not catchable. The rules dictate that that then would not be a flag, but they'll throw it anyways.
Yeah.
See if you can get some of those in your benefit. Shout out to Jane Coaston.
Yeah.
She'll always talk about the all PI offense. Hey, see if you can get some PI in here, man. Why not? Get some PI in your life. But ultimately, I thought that was an interesting thing that I saw, and I wonder if that continues as a development for CJ Stroud, or if that was like a momentary answer to try and see if he could get some value out of it, especially against a team that had allowed them to go for 75-yard and a 43-yard touchdown early in the game.
Maybe this is for a different segment and a different question for another day, but is that ethical football?
Because people talk about ethical hoop.
Yeah. I mean, because it is kind of the equivalent of foul hunting, borderline flopping. It's not actual flopping. It's not Tier Tart level flopping.
Hey, man, Tier Tart, bro.
But it is kind of hunting the penalty there. So ethical or not, it's been working. Just saying.
Yeah, we'll see if it continues to work for the Texans. Worked enough. They got the victory, 20-16 versus the Chargers. They're set. They have their tickets booked for the playoffs. Now all that's left to be determined is where they go, whether that's NRG Stadium or somewhere else in the league. In fact, coming up next, let's talk about what's popping, including one of the games that maybe dictates possibly where they go. And also, man, the Rockets beat down the Cleveland Cavaliers. We'll talk about that more next.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles. Rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.